From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id. Hello listener, welcome back to the English service from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today, we'll bring you more information about Indonesia. You can listen on voanews.id. And now, we would like to begin with the news. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Here is the news, first the headlines. Indonesia announces 405 trillion rupiah COVID-19 budget anticipates 5% deficit in historic move. 14 Indonesian recover from COVID-19 abroad. Now the news in details. Indonesia will issue a government regulation in lieu of law or perpu that will boost state spending by up to 405.1 trillion rupiah or $24.6 billion and widen the budget deficit to 5.07% of GDP. In the nation's fight against COVID-19. President Joko Widodo said on Tuesday the perpu would serve as a foundation for the government and banking and financial authorities to carry out extraordinary measures to ensure the people's health, safeguard the national economy and financial system stability. Indonesia's fiscal discipline has been lauded as the country has never exceeded its self-imposed state budget deficit limit of 3% of GDP, introduced after the 1998 Asian financial crisis. The move to widen the state budget deficit the first time in history comes as Indonesia declared a public health emergency that involves imposing large-scale social restrictions as stipulated in the health quarantine law. As many as 14 Indonesian nationals who were undergoing treatment in Japan, Spain, Singapore, and the Netherlands after testing positive for the coronavirus disease have made a complete recovery, the Foreign Ministry said. 9 Indonesians have recovered from the deadly virus in Japan, 1 in Spain, 3 in Singapore, and 1 in the Netherlands, the ministry said in a statement released via its Instagram account on Tuesday. People's Consultative Assembly MPR Chairman Bambang Susatyo has called on the government to focus on the basic needs and survivals of groups of people vulnerable to COVID-19 exposures. The MPR Chairman deemed that the policy was necessary since most of the vulnerable groups were at risk of losing their source of income owing to practicing social distancing and physical distancing policies aimed at preventing the transmissions of COVID-19. On the other hand, social distancing and physical distancing policy also have a negative impact since they can kill jobs that depend on social interactions. Susatyo also encouraged the government, specifically the Ministry of Health, to ensure the availability of adequate protective equipment for all medical personnel and paramedics on duty. Susatyo also called on the government to immediately implement an economic stimulus policy to revive the economy of the people whose incomes have nosedived or also stopped due to the impositions of social restrictions. The MPR chairman believes the stimulus can be offered by providing additional economic assistance, such as cash and basic necessities. This news comes to you from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Indonesian authorities have decided to temporarily ban entry and transit services for foreign nationals as part of measures to curb the further spread of the COVID-19 pandemic, Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi said on Tuesday. Minister Retno told reporters after an online cabinet meeting with the president, as quoted by the Straits Times, that President Joko Widodo sees that Indonesian current policy needs to be made stricter. Indonesia decided that all visits and transits by foreign nationals to Indonesia will temporarily be banned, according to the minister. The entry ban will not apply to holders of work permits, diplomats, and other officials' visitors. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo held out the possibility on Tuesday that the United States may consider easing sanctions on Iran and other nations to help fight the coronavirus epidemic, but gave no concrete signs it plans to do so. The comments reflected a shift in tone by the U.S. State Department, which has come under withering criticism for its hard line towards sanctions relief, even in the face of a call by the UN Secretary General to ease the U.S. economic penalties. Pompeo stressed that humanitarian supplies are exempt from sanctions Washington's reimpose on Tehran after President Donald Trump abandoned Iran's 2015 multilateral deal to limit its nuclear program. However, broader U.S. sanctions deter many firms from humanitarian trade with Iran, one of the nations hardest hit by the coronavirus epidemic. Russia is sending the United States medical equipment to help fight the coronavirus outbreaks, the Interfax News Agency reported on Tuesday, citing the Kremlin's spokesman Dmitry Peskov. President Vladimir Putin made the proposals in a phone conversation with President Donald Trump on Monday when they discussed the coronavirus and oil markets, directing their energy ministers to speak. Trump gratefully accepted this humanitarian aid, Interfax quoted Peskov as saying, a Russian plane with medical and protective equipment may leave for the United States on Tuesday. Confirmed U.S. cases have surged to nearly 180,000 with 16,000 new positive tests reported on Tuesday. For a second day in a row, the United States recorded more than 500 new deaths as the total climbed to nearly 3,600, according to a Reuters tally of officially reported data. Shortage of protective health gear in India are forcing some doctors to use raincoats and motorbikes helmets while fighting the coronavirus, exposing the weak state of the public health system ahead of an anticipated surge in COVID-19 cases. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's government said India was trying to get personal protective equipment in bulk domestically and from South Korea and China to meet the shortage. More than a dozen doctors battling the outbreaks, which has so far infected 1,251 people and killed 32, told Reuters they were concerned that without this proper gear, they could become carriers of the disease. In Uttar Pradesh, India's most populous state, drivers of around 4,700 ambulances that mainly serve government hospitals went on strike on Tuesday, demanding proper safety gear and health insurance. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with commentary for today entitled Good News and Bad News About Corona. Corona COVID-19 pandemic in various countries shows different development trends. Apart from the sad news, there is also a happy side. Italy, the country with the third economic power in Europe, is increasingly grieving. As more and more people die, the country's economy is on the verge of recession. Until Tuesday, it was reported that at least 11,590 people had died. This caused the government to declare a period of national mourning by raising the flag at half mast. The Italian government has recorded more than 100,000 people infected with COVID-19. It was forced to extend lockdown until mid-April. While other countries are announcing lockdowns or its extensions in Wuhan, China, where the coronavirus was first detected, lockdown will soon be terminated. The government in Wuhan announced the closure or lockdowns will end on April 8. After 2 months of no activities, Wuhan residents will restart their lives as usual. The largest shopping centers in Wuhan, the International Plaza, has reportedly begun to open. Even so, employees are still wearing masks when serving customers who are disciplined to maintain a distance of 1 to 1.5 meters. The good news followed the absence of a new case reported for the past 6 days. Medical teams from outside Wuhan gradually returned to their city or province with expressions of gratitude from the residents. Besides Wuhan, Hubei province also noted new optimism. The local government said 4.6 million people could start working on Saturday. The cell phones of residents in both Wuhan and Hubei have shown a green sign, which means they are healthy. The lockdown in Wuhan was well prepared. Each resident filled personal data on the mobile phone through an application designed by the government. Through the sending of complete data, the health condition of each person can be detected. Automatically, the green signal will light up for the healthy ones and red for the sick or indicated infected residents. Strict regulations followed by population's movements monitoring, making lockdown in Wuhan a success. A good news from Wuhan and Hubei, China, is certainly important information for other governments in the fight against COVID-19. Good planning and data collections, strict implementations of rules and citizens' disciplines can be one of the references for any countries that is still fighting against the virus. When other countries are beginning to struggle, Wuhan and Hubei have started a new life and reorganized their economies after showing success against corona. Hopefully, the success in Wuhan, China, can also be followed by other countries. That was commentary. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Adakah engkau mendengar lagu rindu yang kutulis untukmu? Betapa jarak waktu memaksa kita memaknai sebuah kata rindu. Adakah engkau mendengar doa-doaku di ruang batinmu? Menjaga semua janji ini. Doakan aku cepat kembali. Kan ku bawa sebentuk hati yang penuh dengan cinta hanya untuk dirimu. Titipkan engkau pada pemilik jiwa, karena ku yakin dia akan menjaga asa yang aku tinggalkan pada lingkar janji kehormatanmu. Oh, karena aku akan bertahan untukmu, menjaga semua janji ini. Kembali, kan ku bawa sebentuk hati yang penuh dengan cinta hanya untuk dirimu. Sebentuk hati yang penuh dengan cinta hanya untuk dirimu. Bila kau menungguku, we'll be right back.
You are still with us, English Service from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Next information about Indonesia will be in My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's My Indonesia is about government appreciation to the banks that are ready to provide MSME credit relaxation. Government appreciated some banks that had prepared to provide credit relaxation for micro, small, and medium enterprises affected by COVID-19 pandemic, said presidential spokesman Fajrul Rahman through a written statement in Jakarta on Sunday, March 29th. President Joko Widodo decided to restructure loan relaxation for MSMEs affected by COVID-19, so that the performance of work from home, physical distancing, and mobility limitation can run effectively. Based on Financial Services Authority regulation, banks are required to provide loan relaxation for MSMEs that face difficulties in paying installments. The banks required to do that include conventional bank, Sharia bank, Sharia Business Unite, secondary bank, and Sharia secondary bank. Then there are 7 main industries prioritized in the loan restructuring aid, namely tourism, transportation, hotel, trade, processing, agriculture, and mining. Although Financial Services Authority's regulation is aimed for MSME, it does not mean that all 59.2 million MSME owners in Indonesia will receive it. Fajrul said the priority is for MSME unable to pay installment and interest due to COVID-19. The main target is individuals positive contracting COVID-19, both as patient under treatment isolated at hospital and people under surveillance of self-isolation. Loan restructuring can be done in several ways, namely interest rate decrease, period extension, principal arrears reduction, interest arrears reduction, loan or funding facility increase, loan or funding conversion into temporary equity capital creditor can receive the relaxation after 3 processes. First, creditor must submit restructuring request to the bank online. Second, bank will do assessment to decide if the creditor is affected or not, both directly and indirectly, based on payment history and other recent conditions. Third, bank provides restructuring based on creditor's profile from analysis result. Fajrul Rahman said, realization of various relaxation schemes were based on procedure from bank, creditor's financial performance identification result, as well as business prospect and payment capacity assessment of creditor affected by COVID-19. People must have awareness, sensitivity, and goodwill in this policy implementation. And listener, that was My Indonesia for today.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Begitu indah yang kau buat seperti bintang.
Thank you very much if you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Next, we'll bring you to have a glimpse about Indonesia, our tourism, or our local wisdom. Next one, Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listeners, welcome to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, fine arts, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will introduce you to one of tourism objects in Central Halmahera, North Maluku. Stay tuned. Central Halmahera is a regency in North Maluku which has tourism attraction. One of the tourism objects which can be visited on a Halmahera island, especially Central Halmahera, is Boki Moruru Cave. The cave is located at Sageyan upstream, precisely at the area of hills of Sagia Village, Central Halmahera Regency, North Maluku Province. The cave is well known as Cave Without Endless Point. The natural cave was found by French expedition in 1996. Listener, the name of Boki Moruru was taken from a name of princess who reputedly lived in this area. Boki Moruru means princess who washed herself away. According to the story of local people, at Sageyan River, a princess of Tidore Sutanete and she was taking a bath and playing while washing herself away from Sageyan River's upstream until to downstream. Boki Moruru or Lubang Batu Cave has around 30 km long and many lanes. Although this tourism object doesn't have complete facility, many domestic and foreign tourists come to this cave. If you want to visit this place, you have to be guided by local people because this tourism object has heavy terrain. Listener, the distance from Weda, the capital city of Central Halmahera to Sagia Village, North Weda district, is around 30 kilometers. If you are through land road, it takes around 4 hours by car, because the road condition is not good. Arriving to Sagia, your trip must be continued by going down Sagia River as far as 5 kilometers. The path which must be passed by walking is quite difficult because it is wet and full of mud. Thus, local people suggest to use boat with outboard engine, namely katinting. If you use katinting boat, you take around 30 minutes.
As long as your trip, you can enjoy birds chirp among trees which grow along the banks of the river. When entering Bokimoruru Cave, you will hear sound of bats. In front of the gateway, there is land which is namely Buleu, or mentioning of land at the middle of water. Buleu usually becomes one of resorts of the visitors. Listener, before entering Bokumoruru Cave, you have to provide torch as light when in the cave. In the cave, you can see stalactites and stalagmites which decorate the cave, and also big pillars which have unique forms. There is also a stalagmite which has a form like human. Local people call it as Batu Sembahyang, or in English means praying stone. If you walk in the cave as long as 8 kilometers, you will find many beautiful ornaments which have many kinds of shapes, such as stupa and temple, face of human and animal. Listener, Bokimoruru Cave until now is not known its endless point until where it ends, because in the deepest part, its location get narrows, so it is difficult for people to skip. In 1937, Bernhard, a brother of Queen Wilhelmina, the Dutch queen, visited the cave. It can be proved with his handwriting on the wall in the cave. And in 1996, French expedition also came to research the cave, but they could not also find the endless point of the cave. Listener, that was our segment Indonesian Wonder for today featuring Bokimoruru Cave in Halmahera. I'm Putrisa Fitri Ardela, thank you for listening.
Terlihat jelas di matamu, tak bisa kau mengerti aku. Ada banyak wajah cerita, kau bisa pilih semaumu. Yang melihat hanyalah mataku sendiri, yang mendengar hanya kupingku, yang merasa hanyalah kedua tangan ini, yang mengerti hanya hatiku, hanya hatiku, oh, oh. Hanya hatiku, satu tumbuh seribu kata-katamu seperti debu. Ada banyak wajah cerita, ku kan memilih yang ku mau. Yang melihat hanyalah mataku sendiri, yang mendengar hanya kupingku, yang merasa hanyalah kedua tangan ini, yang mengerti hanya hatiku. Gelas penuhmu, oh, oh, takkan terisi. Hanyalah mataku sendiri, yang mendengar hanya kupingku, yang merasa hanyalah kedua tangan ini yang mengerti. Hanya hatiku, hanya hatiku.
Bicaralah,
oh, oh,
yang kau mau.
Hatiku
ini hidup,
oh, oh.
Bicaralah,
yang kau mau.
Ini hidupku.
Bicaralah yang kau mau. Ini hidupmu.
If you're still thirsty for more information about Indonesia, the next one will be the interesting information about Indonesia in
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment which invites you to learn Bahasa Indonesia. Today we feature a topic entitled Menjenguk Teman, which in English means visiting a friend at the hospital. As usual, I will introduce you to the vocabulary and expressions that relate to today's topics. I'll say the sentence twice, and you can repeat after me. Apa kabar? Apa kabar? In English, how are you? Kamu bagaimana? Kamu bagaimana? In English, how about you? Baik. Baik. In English, all right. Pergi. Pergi. In English, to go. Kemana? Kemana? In English, where? Rumah sakit. Rumah sakit. In English, hospital. Menjenguk. Menjenguk. In English, to visit. Teman. Teman. In English, friend. Sakit tipus. Sakit tipus. In English, typhoid. Kalau begitu. Kalau begitu. In English, so. Sampai ketemu nanti. Sampai ketemu nanti. In English, see you then. Now we give you an example of a conversation entitled Menjenguk Teman di Rumah Sakit, or in English, visiting a friend at the hospital. The conversation is between A. Rudy and B. Adi. A.
Hai, Adi, apa kabar? Hai, Adi, apa kabar?
In English, hi Adi, how are you?
B. Kabar baik, bagaimana dengan kamu? Kabar baik, bagaimana dengan kamu?
In English, I'm fine. How are you?
A. Baik juga, Adi. Kamu mau pergi kemana? Baik juga, Adi. Kamu mau pergi kemana?
In English, I'm fine too. Where are you going?
B. Ke rumah sakit Sari Asih. Menjenguk teman yang sedang sakit. Ke rumah sakit Sari Asih. Menjenguk teman yang sedang sakit.
In English, I want to go to Sari Asih Hospital to visit my friend who hospitalized there.
A. Temanmu sakit apa? Temanmu sakit apa?
In English, what is her illness?
B. Sakit tipus. Sakit tipus.
In English, typhoid.
A. Baiklah. Saya pergi dulu. Baiklah, saya pergi dulu.
In English, alright, I'm going ahead then.
B. Sampai ketemu nanti. Sampai ketemu nanti.
In English, see you then.
Well, listener, that was today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Hopefully, it can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. We'll see you again with a different topic. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for your attention and sampai jumpa.
Ketika ku mendengar bahwa kini kau tak lagi dengannya, dalam benakku timbul tanya, masihkah ada dia di hatimu bertahta, atau ini saat bagiku untuk singgah di hatimu? Siapkah kau tuk jatuh cinta lagi? Meski bibir ini tak berkata, bukan berarti ku tak merasa ada yang berbeda di antara kita. Dan tak mungkin ku melewatkanmu hanya karena diriku tak mampu untuk bicara bahwa aku inginkan kau ada di hidupku.
Inginkan kau ada.
Inginkan.
kau ada di hidupku.
Bila kau jatuh cinta, katakanlah
jatuh cinta, katakanlah.
Besides information, we are providing you also with some good music to lift up your day. And anyway, we get more for you. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listener, here is a song from Bali entitled Putri Cening Ayu. The song Putri Cening Ayu is one of children's songs from Bali. In Balinese language, Putri Cening Ayu means a sweet daughter. The lyric of Putri Cening Ayu is a conversation between a mother and her daughter. The mother asks her daughter to stay at home because her mother wants to go market to buy food. The daughter agreed to her mother's order. In return, she asked her mother to buy her souvenir. Well, listener, here is the song Putri Cening Ayu by Puspa Dewi.
Of Indonesia.
yang terindah, kamu yang halus, kamu yang lembut, itulah kamu. Kamu tercipta untuk sempurnakan semesta ini. Jaga perasaanmu, seluruh hatimu tak terbayangkan bila kamu tak ada di sini. Ku salut pada perempuan melahirkan aku. Ku salut pada perempuan yang kini menemaniku. Terima kasih perempuan, salut
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Lupakan semua, sudahlah cukup di sini.
Cahaya bulan di malam.
Well then, listener, it's time for us to not to say goodbye, but we're inviting you to stay tuned with us. Anyway, please send your criticism, suggestion, or question to our email, voi@vonnews.id, voi@vonnews.id, or our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia. And listener, more information about Indonesia is coming up shortly, so stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.